Get ready for the Ocelli Effect.
So on August 9th, we had a broadcast here on Ocelli.com, which went kind of sideways, got all messed up. And, it was just a disaster. I was going to trash the file, and then a volunteer editor, who we will hereafter call Editor X. Anyway, Editor X came forward and volunteered to repair the file and make it so it was a listenable podcast. We were discussing with Christy Aphrodite all sorts of, supernatural, esoteric, etc., conceptual things. And we took calls, and everything just was a mess technologically that night. We were interrupted, delayed, screwed up. So Editor X attempted to make it into a listenable presentation. I have not listened to the whole thing, but I've been told by someone else that it has been made into a listenable piece of audio. Anyway, this was originally recorded on August 9th, right? Was it the 9th? Yeah, August 9th, 2022. I'm redoing this. Doesn't matter what day I'm redoing this. I'm running this on the live stream. So you guys who are listening on the live stream, hear it for the first time with me. But as per usual, rebroadcast, repackaged, and rerun as a podcast. So let's see how he did. And who knows? Maybe I'll add some additional sonic elements to this sucker as we go, but for the most part, I'm just going to play it through, and we're going to see how Editor X did.
The Ocelli Effect is sponsored by WallStreetWindow.com and listeners like you.
And now, the most underrated voice in all media, Chuck Ocelli.
August 9, 2022, allegedly, according to that thing we call a calendar, and this is indeed the show you are looking for. I know this because you're hearing me say what I'm saying. Anyway, Tuesday, and it is not the second broadcast day of the week because I'm not doing the Mondays, and indeed I didn't even record last night because I'm having various technological nightmares, so we'll leave it at that. And I'm not sure why, where it's coming from, or anything else. And do you want to hear about it? Probably not. So let's get to the business at hand while we're able to still do business. Okay. Christy Aphrodite is with me. And we may again go into some unusual areas, as we did the last time we spoke, regarding what? Esoteric-type topics? Maybe some things that are outside of the standard discussions, maybe? You know, look, the natural world, for sure, but most people might call it supernatural. And I don't even know how you guys are receiving that show. I haven't gotten a ton of feedback, believe it or not. I'm waiting for it, and maybe some of you guys are still, you know, hanging on to it in your players or whatever, because I've been a little inconsistent about my posting days here, and sometimes you're getting, what, podcasts in a batch. That's all right. We also have Get Mad with Chris Graves from Sunday has been a complete editing nightmare. So not Chris's fault, but I will get that one out later tonight. It's a little more than half done, and I think I've made about 400 edits now due to technological common problems. Anyway, yeah, about 400 edits deep. I figure I got about 400 more to go, and we'll get that out to you. And hopefully I'll be able to get this show out to you in less than, I don't know, 48 hours. But it's live, if you're hearing us live, again, on Tuesday, just the 9th day of August. About 15 minutes after the hour. And, yes, indeed, we did start late. So, enough out of me. You want to be part of the show? 319-527-5016. That's the number to call. The lines will be open. The topics are fairly open, although I'd like to kind of make this one as coherent as possible. Last time we talked about MK Ultra, we talked about the possibility of things coming from other places, the ability to know things that you're not necessarily supposed to know, maybe even dreaming. Oh, that's right. A lot of discussion about dreams, dreaming about things that, again, they tell us is just a figment of our imagination, that we get a bit of knowledge from some of our dreams, etc. It's all a natural experience if you're doing it naturally. And hopefully within the next week or so, you'll hear me sounding better because I have now acquired some of my vitamins and everything else. So hopefully this this sonic event will mark the beginning, because I just got my B12 and a few other things that that I needed, and found a tincture, actually, from Christy that she sent me a while ago. And I don't know how it kind of disappeared into stuff, but no worries. We're gonna get me on track, hopefully, and get me coherent once again, and try and keep the show coherent. 319-527-5016. That's the number to call if you want to join in. Anyway, enough out of me. I don't even know what I just said. Christy, how are you doing tonight?
Okay, so I want to answer that, but first, and I also want to know the tincture, but first I just want to say, I'm not, like, trying to talk about MKUltra, and I don't, if that was what happened, it wasn't, like, my intent. What I was really trying to do is just trying to compare, simplify the reason that we're disconnected from what is what we're calling the paranormal or supernatural, because, you know, while people are worried about what a couple people might be doing, or you know what I mean? It's like we're being trauma-induced mind controls. So forget about them, forget about that, and then let's break free of our own prisons. Okay, so what tincture did you find?
Okay, so while you were just explaining that, and I just brought it up because it came up in the discussion last time. That's
right. But no, I don't want to, like, talk about that. Like, I did those shows 15 years. You know what I mean? It was just a dumb. I just refer to it as, like, the MKUltra joke, because everyone thinks they have to watch out for everyone else and ignoring.
Uh-oh. Now, all of a sudden, I want you guys to note that the audio there on Christy just went away, and I didn't do that. Okay, we had a little disconnection.
I hear you.
There we go. Now we're back. Little disconnect. I told you.
Dang!
Yeah. But anyway.
So that, I think it's weird when that happened to us last time, when we were just starting to, like, talk about the meat.
Right.
Of possibilities, because this I'm not, like, an expert on any of this, right? I talk about it because I have weird experiences, and I have my whole life, and I always have until, right. You know, they tried to lock me up for talking about it.
Right.
So, I just want to reiterate that whatever we're talking about, mm-hmm. We all have this innate within us naturally. We all have the ability to, whether it's heal ourselves or experience things outside of the five senses, right? Mm. In the 3D reality. So just because we're talking about experiences here doesn't make us special. It doesn't make us, better or more talented or more, you know what I mean? I just want people to understand that, because back in my regular radio days, I would have people on the show, and they would get on and, like, talk like an expert, and this is the one way and the one meaning, and, you know, I'm so much better than you. I mean, they didn't use those words, but you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? That was kind of how it came off. Like, and then they became people that people would want to maybe even worship a little or look up, like, oh, they can do that, but I'm not. Like, you're the master. We're all the master. So of mm-hmm. our own, you know, healing journey called life. So I just want everyone to know, anything you've ever heard about anything paranormal, you are more than capable, and you probably have experienced some and maybe even blocked it out of your memory.
Fair enough. And as I was saying before the interruption, there was, and not your interruption, Christy, the electronic one.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
sorry.
No, it's cool. But the thing is, look, the MK Ultra thing was just a passing mention of something that had come up. It was just right. about that. And, of course, we're talking about breaking the programs that are out there right. and, getting to your own. And that's the key. So anyway, you asked me about this tincture bottle.
Yeah.
Here's the funny thing. Remember when you were looking for somebody to do your labels, so you hadn't gotten your labels together? There was a little time period there where you were just writing on some stuff?
I sent you stuff probably, was it from here in Arkansas or was that back in Washington?
No, this was Arkansas, but it was
okay.
very early, and you hadn't made, remember I got you in contact with that guy to help you with the label thing?
Oh, yeah, he did great, yeah.
So, because I couldn't do it. This is back when I was still helping her set up the website, which, you know, all that. Anyway, whatever. But you had written on it, and here's the funny thing. It's a bit smeared. You wrote on a white label, and it says something about Barry. Okay.
Oh, chased Barry, I bet.
There we go. That's what that says. Thank you. You just helped me solve it.
Because that was my very first tincture from here, from one of the first trees I planted, like my first tree planting day. Yeah.
Yeah, so the point is, I just want to let you know that I actually have it. And it got lost amongst a bunch of other things. So it was like in my, health and beauty basket of things that I had not dug into in a minute, so there it was. And so that's now going to become part of my little regiments here, because I'm sure it's just fine, even a little time later, right? So anyways, so that's going to become part of some of these other things. I got some liquid B12, which I decided to get because it was just the easiest way to go. And a few other things. I'm adding the D back in.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, you didn't hear me for a second. Oh, that's great.
Is that you? It must be me disappearing. Okay, because I haven't heard you since I said Chaseberry, basically.
Oh, wow. Okay, I don't know what's going on. We're going to try and go through this. Okay.
Wow, this is terrible. So you were talking that whole time.
Yeah, I was.
Okay. Do you mind repeating yourself?
It's okay. I was just explaining that I had this, and this is going to become part of my regimen now as I'm adding some liquid B12 and a few other things. The liquid B12 is a shortcut. I know that. But I'm adding a few things to try and solve the problem I've been having now for a little bit when I got sick and I stayed sick for a bit. And I also have this problem with my skin not healing too quickly, which is very unusual for me. So it's vitamin deficiencies, and I'm trying to correct it, and I'm using some of that very early tincture of yours from Arkansas as part of what I'm going to be putting into my system daily. So hopefully I get back on track a little bit for myself, because I've been a little bit here and there. Anyway.
Well, Chuck, I'm going to put you on Front Street right now. You, and since I'm saying this publicly, everyone's going to help me hold them to it, but you're going to make some time to talk to me when we're not on the show and let me know what I can send you.
Okay. Well, you know what it is.
Well,
it's just, I know you help a lot of other people, and, you know, you know me, I'm always like put myself last in line when it comes to this stuff. So that's all it is. But I will do it. What do you think about this weekend? You got time this weekend?
I'll make time, man. I always make time for anyone who needs, you know? Like, I might not get the phone immediately, but I'm going to get there, right? You know? So, yes,
all
definitely.
Right.
So
you and I are going to get on Skype, and we're going to talk this weekend in a little bit. And you can advise me a touch as to, because I know what it is I need to do. It's just the specifics were a little hard for me to nail down, but I think it'll be all right. And this is all about the natural stuff that we've been discussing about how you got to add things back into your diet and everything in previous shows. I don't want to take away from this one, but everybody can hold me to it by next Tuesday, hopefully. you'll hear that I have had this a consultation with Christy. So let's see how it goes.
I missed everything except that last part, and I'm not going to make you repeat yourself.
Wow. Okay. Sorry. Anyway, how about if we get to the next, you know, because I know you had a couple of stories in mind, and I'll just let you get to them. How about that?
Okay. And then I didn't answer your how was your day, so I want to tell you something amazing that happened today.
Cool.
So, as we all know, I cut my finger off last week, and I didn't just cut it. I'm not just saying I cut it. Like, I actually cut it, the tip off, that you can see photos of in various places. And then the healing process from 3 days, 5 days, and today. But that being said, the next day, I put a bag around it. I'm like, I'm going to take a bath now. You know, the trauma was kind of wearing off, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to take care of myself. Well, I started to drain the bath. It didn't drain, so I've been without running water inside the house since then, trying to figure out the issue. And I mean, it was kind of a runaround that could have ended up costing like $40,000, no joke. And three different companies and this and that. My intuition was like, nope, nope, nope. So then somebody contacted me and gave me a referral to a plumber because they thought it was plumbing, you know, a multifaceted issue. And I got this number, called this dude, and I explained everything. He heard me and, you know, kind of came to the same conclusion I have. Over the phone, and he's like, I've got the perfect person for you. Well, they came.
Oh, wow. So now Christy has gone into the dead zone for a second. It looks like we're having vacillating or oscillating problems here with connections.
Why not, right?
So, all right, I'm doing my best here, guys. I don't know if this is going to continue broadcast-wise. I don't know. Because there she goes. She's in the middle of telling the story about getting her water restored, and we're gone all of a sudden. That's about what this
is. Oh, here we go.
There we go. Now you're back. I don't know what's happening here. I'm going to tell you what. If this you started to tell the water story, and it was gone. You were gone, and if this continues, maybe we'll bag it for the night, and I'll figure out what
crazy.
The problem is.
This is crazy. It's been, like, my phones, my computer. I'm not allowed to communicate. I was just talking that whole time to myself again.
Yes, you started telling the water story, and then you were gone. You said you had contacted you had contacted three different people. Your intuition told you no, and then you were about to tell us the right guy that you contacted and what happened, and boom, you were gone.
It was like a $40,000-$50,000 scare that ended up being a trade with my medicine. And yeah, I got my septic all of that taken care of right before the show with my medicine. Let me try calling on one of my phones that doesn't work and see if that's any better, huh?
Well, no, I mean, you're connected now, and I put a picture of your cut-off fingertip in the chat room, the first one that you sent to me when you told me, I won't be able to do the show tonight because, so I put that in the chat room. People are listening, so let's give it a shot, but if we get interrupted too much, yeah, we will just kind of surrender to this, and then I'll figure out what's going on, but it appears as though your phone is your Skype is maintaining, so... I mean, if you want to try and call in on one of your phones, you can do that. You know the call-in number, right?
It should be on my phone, so I absolutely will if it keeps cutting out like that. Because I'm not as patient as you when it comes to repeating myself.
Fair enough.
And that was a great story. They were angels. They showed up. They saved me a ton of money. And then we got to do, like, a neighborly barter.
Excellent.
They cut themselves and things like that. So they're the second, the third neighbor that has got to see this hand in action. So you see it there with the tip cut off, and I just posted photos of it from a few hours ago.
Where it appears to be basically restored. So.
The fingertip has grown back. All it's right. Not a closed wound yet, right? But, yeah, the tip, I mean, it was flat, and there was a hole in it, and now it's not flat. I'm going to post a 5-day side-by-side in the chat as well, because that's usually, you know, you can kind of see it. Ooh, I can't even look at it anymore. It's terrible.
Yeah, well, there you have it. So, and, yep, oh, wow. That does look rough, boy. I saw the initial picture, and I posted that, you know, but 5 full days later is the graphic you have there. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I get that. And you know what? We're going to put that on the graphic for the podcast tonight. See if that violates any community guidelines.
Yeah, warning, sensitive content. Oh. But, yeah, I mean, things like that do, because it makes people... I don't even want to look at it, but I think it's awesome to be able to show people that they can heal without dangerous drugs and surgeries, and that the human body has the ability to regenerate itself if given the proper nourishment, and that I make the best medicine in the world.
There you have it. So, I mean, testimonial straight from your own injury, and demonstration that, you know, look, I'm not recommending that you do this at home, but if it happens, you know, things happen. As they say. So if it happens, there are ways to naturally restore stuff. And, yeah, I've done this to my thumb once, but I only did it once. And, yeah, I lost the tip of the thumb, and now it's grown back and all that. And I didn't have your guidance and your medicine at the time, but it is possible. So,
yeah,
very
absolutely.
Cool.
Well, everything in nature is designed to regenerate itself, right? So... what's the difference between us and everyone, everything else in nature?
Well, the difference is that we are more misguided, and a lot of other things, you know, just exist in nature. So, you know, there's your difference. We are misguided too. Here's your chemicals. You know, here's the plastic stuff you need. How about we pump you full of some new replacement piece of metal? You know, this kind of thing, which is, by the way, some metals are good for you. But the ones that they recommend, usually not so much. Okay.
Right.
Just saying. You know, and yeah, you can literally heal yourself with the right stuff. And the right stuff quite often is, just that very thing that other people think is garbage, weeds, whatever. And, turns out all those things are there for a reason. So anyway, we were going to discuss the supernatural stuff, and it's not very, it is super and it is natural, but it's not really supernatural in the way a lot of people think about it, where, you know, it's something that shouldn't occur and is so out of the norm that, you know, it's actually more normal than you think it is. Now that I've confused you, what story shall we go to in the supernatural realm again, Christy?
Okay, so... I don't really know. I want to go wherever you or the listeners want to go, but I do just want to say this. So when we were talking last week and the caller line and everything got cut off, I was sharing the Jupiter story and just posing the question, you know, was that, did I cause that? And so this whole finger thing, and this is a fact, and maybe my friend will even call in, but I told him a year ago that I knew I was going to cut that finger off with those scissors. But when I cut only a small part of it off, I just put the link, which that healed in no time, I thought, oh, whew, that's over with. And then I almost cut my other finger off with a paper cutter. And so then I'm like, whew. It's over with, yet I still felt the feeling of cutting my finger off until the day I did that last Tuesday. So it was weird when it happened. I'm like, oh, I know this. Like, it didn't even, it was almost like a dream, and I was in that no place of, like, is this real, or, you know, and it wasn't even like that, you know, the pain comes when I hit it and stuff like that, right? When I put my cream on, the throbbing, the bleeding stopped immediately because it's a styptic, so, you know, all I did was just wrap a paper towel and some tape, and that's been it. A couple Band-Aids and put the cream on once a day. But so there, after that happened, my friend and I were like, oh, my God, we were just talking about this on this show, and did I actually create this, or was it just some weird knowing?
Well, that becomes a question. When you appear to have knowledge ahead of time, and then you focus on it, or if you don't sometimes, it doesn't come to fruition, and you let it go, and you say to yourself, well, that must have just been something that I was thinking about, imagining, whatever, it's symbolic. But there is a bigger question here, where is it something that you are bringing into, you know, you're I hate to use the word because people overuse it, but are you manifesting this, or is it knowledge ahead of time? How do you sort that out?
And I wish I knew, right? I question things like that every day when stuff like this happens, and cutting off my finger isn't the only time. So I do know that we have clearly some level of creation ability, right? Because here I am living my childhood dream, everything I've talked about and promoted even before I thought any of this was possible. You know, even with the cards and the photos, my childhood memories, and a Hallmark store saying, I want to make my own cards. I want my own photos. In fact, there's even radio shows of me. This was before I knew I was a photographer or artist in any way, where I'm like, oh, I want my house with these colors, and I want my desert photos on one side. And I wasn't even taking photos at the time, all right, Chuck? And, like, here I am sitting in that space. I have mountains here, beach there, desert there, nature there, animals there. Like, it's the house is completely filled with my photos. So did I create that, or did I know that? And then when we try to answer that, or whoever tries to, you know, how much are we really creating, or is it fate? Is it knowing? Is it, and then what separates us from whatever that source is?
Yeah, see, now I have a question about this too, and it's in a totally different direction, but it's relatable to what you just said. And maybe if you look at mine from the outside, you can get the answer to yours from the inside. I don't know. But here's the thing. I always wanted to be on the radio. Now, I had no clue about, you know, internet stuff, obviously, when I was, like, you know, in the 1970s, and I'm this little kid, and I'm thinking to myself, I wanted to do music and be on the radio through music. And then I did that a little bit, and I did get some music on radio stations here and there or whatever. But it wasn't the full dance, you know? It wasn't the entire thing, and I didn't even know exactly what I was going for, but I knew that I wanted to create something that was going to reach people in that way, through radio. It's not about the video or the online, you know, online presence or whatever. None of that was imagined. I mean, if you were in the military, you would have seen the ARPANET at the end of the 70s, maybe, or if you were in DARPA or whatever, you saw it, but honestly, this idea that I was going to do kind of what I'm doing now was always there. I just didn't really connect it. It just sort of came about in my mind over the time I was doing this, this process of getting to what it is I do today. And I don't know if it was that I knew about it or I simply created it as I went along. I didn't succeed right away. A few different ways I tried. Right? A few different ways I thought I was going to get to this. And finally, I created my own niche, my own network, my own, you know, which I did that intentionally. But was I thinking about that 40 years ago? No, I just had this idea that I'm going to do that. I'm going to be somebody that is going to be listened to on the radio, much like I'm listening to people on the radio. So, you know, it's had its different phases. Again, it's not this, you know, mega earth-shattering kind of thing, but a lot of the stuff that I knew was going to come along with that, including some current events, I thought I might be writing songs about some of the nonsense we see today. I'm not writing songs. I'm instead doing talk shows. Okay. But either way, it's kind of come together in this way. Did I just incrementally, you know, no matter what, push toward this time when I'm doing this? And indeed, what is the next step?
Maybe you already knew all along, right? But didn't know you knew. It was just something in your soul that cleared the path for exactly that.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. So my radio is a little different, Chuck, but when you were talking about your story in my depressed young pill popping days where I spend a lot of time on the couch eating bonbons, mm-hmm. I used to watch Jenny Jones. She was like a talk show host, and I thought she was nice and sweet, and oh, that'd be neat to do one day. But I was kind of thinking that just because I was always pushed on stage just because of where, how I looked and where I was brought up. Mm-hmm. But I never really, I wasn't like a big, I didn't listen to a lot of radio or TV, you know, in my later life, and it was literally something that happened. Like, it was almost like a flip of a switch, and initially it was because I was asked on as a guest because of, you know, exposing the sex trafficking ring and things like that. Mm-hmm. But then I found out that all I had to do was have a Skype connection pretty much, and my friend push some buttons for me, and then it just went from there. So that's why when Danny, you know, was like, oh my God, you know, you're doing great show, you know, and come on our net. I'm like, what? Like, I don't even know what I'm doing, you know? I just looked at it as talking to cool people and learning things. Mm. Yet clearly it's something that was destined to be part of my path, but I don't, you know, I'm not sure if I created it or... Yeah, there's just so many questions when it comes to how much power we truly have. Is it destined, or are we just magicians painting the picture every single day?
Hmm. Well, if I am indeed a magician of sorts in this way, here's the last element that I had in my mind about stuff that, you know, as a kid, just dreaming about, you know, like what it is you want to be. Kind yes. of thing. So there's one more element to it. Yeah, I had this idea I was going to be on the radio. And like I said, initially earlier in life, I thought it was more about being a musician and people would hear my songs. Okay. Now that's not quite, I mean, if people have heard my music before, whether you know it or not, you have, some stuff, has been recorded by other people, but anyway, it is what it is. And I do the talk show thing. There's one missing element. I believe that somewhere along the line, I have a story to tell that's going to be memorialized in film of some type. I don't know if it'll be a TV show or if
you
it'll...
are. It is. It gave me chills.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's a TV show. I think it's a TV show, but it could be, you know, a movie, and it'll be a decent one. Now, I don't know if I'm going to gain anything from it. I don't know if it's just going to be based on a story that, you know, that I create, that I put out there. But believe it or not, that is part of why I'm putting out the book the way I am. In order to create, and I think this is going to happen. It was part of what I saw back then. If that is all true, that's going to occur. Again, I don't even know if I'll be alive to see it, but I think it's going to happen. Maybe, you know, maybe it'll be after I'm gone. We'll see. And as I say that, look, we got a little bit of electronic interference. You still there, Christy?
I'm back.
Nice.
But I got the gist of that, and I just want to, and it's kind of the topic, right? Like, when you said that, when I know things are truth when I get chills on the back of my neck, period. Right. And that's that knowing, so where does it come from? Mm. Like, so as you were saying that, I'm like, that's absolutely going to happen. So did you create it as a child, or did you always know? And then as we grow and transform in this plane of existence, whatever we want to call it, is that where the so-called tragedies and things come in, when we're not on our path just to kick us back on? Mm. So maybe we're not creating anything. Maybe we signed up to this, or maybe there's a higher purpose that, you know, we're not even really aware of in our five-sense reality.
Well, and some of my Christian friends, as we go to break, some of my Christian friends would say, look, it's already in God's plan. We're just here to act it out. Now, normally I stop at a lot of stuff like that, but got to tell you, stepping back and really putting it in context, they may not be altogether wrong, Christy. What do you think?
Right, maybe.
So we'll come back after this break and hopefully take your phone calls if everything stays connected. 319-527-5016. The Ocelli Effect with Christy Aphrodite will return.
Revelation through conversation.
Ocelli.com.
Get ready for the Ocelli Effect.
Second segment of the Tuesday Ocelli Effect, and hopefully during the break there, we might have straightened out some technical issues. Let's see if we can stay connected. Christy Aphrodite is with me. You can be with me, I think. 319-527-5016 if you want to call in. 319-527-5016. Weird time here. We started late. We're running late. We're getting disconnected off and on. And we're just getting into this concept of, do you bring things to you? Do you manifest them? Or do you know about the plan ahead of time? Is it all part of, ready, God's plan? Are we destined to live through the times in which we suffer? Are we creating them? Are they created for us? I think these are open questions, but maybe some or all of that is actually true all simultaneously. Christy, what's your thoughts?
I totally agree with that, because, I mean, so growing up, I had a pretty normal-ish family. You know, the religion wasn't, like, beaten over your head so much, but it was, you know, you have to show up to church and look the part, and politics, and I knew everything then, right? Because I learned from all the experts, and I found that as I realized I knew nothing and started turning everything into a question, because everything really is, that's when things started to make more sense. And maybe not in an academic way, right? Because I've also found that trying to figure it out, or arguing over the right name to describe an individual experience, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe some people, it's God or Buddha or none of the above or all of the above, or, but what if it's the same entity, or what if it's not an entity at all? What if it's just a consciousness that maybe has some good information that hasn't been completely erased? I don't know. I don't know the answer. Everything I approach these days is a question. Even when absolute magic or visions and things like that happen, but then I try to not focus too much on, like, I have to be able to define this, because then it's more in my head and less in my heart. And, like, the feeling is that knowing, like when you were telling your story, Chuck, of your childhood and what you believe is going to happen. I know it's going to happen. And why do I know that? I don't know. But I know when I hear truth. And, you know, so I really think that the more we all focus on getting to that, your experience doesn't have to be like everyone else's.
Mm-hmm.
WallStreetWindow.com. Gold, silver, the stock market. WallStreetWindow.com. Perhaps you're invested deeply. Perhaps you're not in deep enough. Maybe you're thinking about getting started. WallStreetWindow.com. Michael Swanson, the brilliant author of The War State, understood these trends professionally for many years, and now he gives you the benefit of his knowledge. WallStreetWindow.com. Go there now. Go there now. Go there now.
The views expressed by callers, co-hosts, or anyone else who happens to get on the air at Ocelli.com do not necessarily reflect the views of Ocelli.com or Chuck Ocelli, and we are not responsible for any stupidity which might ensue. Thank you.
Support Chuck Ocelli and Chili.com.
There's no money in it, so
yeah, that is
the problem.
That's the biggest problem, I think. And you know, some people would say that, look, you're in an age when you can be independently supported, but quite frankly, I'm on that business model too. And look, I'm not going to complain, but I'm going to complain. Okay, because people want to support you. They love you to death, but honestly...
So if you're listening in, this is a very unsubtle request to support the damn show. And I want you to do this because, you know, the Ocelli Report is one of the few places where Greg Palast can get his stuff out. I mean, you'll still see my bylines in some of these outlets, but nevertheless, I used to be a regular on CNN and on MSDNC, no more.
Revelation through conversation.
Ocelli.com.
Revelation through conversation.
obsession.
It puts me in the mood for murder.
Excitement, fear, pleasure, all mixed together.
It puts me in the mood for murder.
Not parents, not society, not pornography. I mean, those are just excuses.
It puts me in the mood for murder.
The person to blame is sitting right across from you.
Revelation through conversation.
In the beginning, always overpowered the evils of all man's sin. But in time, nations reach and our cities lost. Love, our evils strong. In the depths of hell, the blackest of hate, fear awaits you. Now, many lifetimes later, may destroy now. Only the corpse in rubble, ashes of dream, ashes, blood stains. Let those who have the future. So come now, children of the beast, be strong and shout at the devil,
Uncle, I'll bet you remember the time when Benjamin Fulford said that the Asian Secret Society was going to dispatch ninjas to take out the Illuminati to change the entire world for the better.
That is never gonna happen. That never did.
It never did, did it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because there's a lot of false promises.
It's fools! I can't say one.
We better not say and be polite. But there are no false promises at the Ocelli.com radio network.
That's exactly it. Not. It's truth. The point, right to the point. And this is what I like. Straight to the point.
Ocelli.
Ocelli.com.
Listen now.
No, all true. And you know what? I'm more of the all of the above guy as opposed to none of the above. But I like that.
Right.
all of these things could be true simultaneously, even though they seem to conflict. Maybe they don't. You know, I think it was George Carlin, maybe, who was one of the comedians who once said that, you know, maybe we're all talking to the same guy when it comes to this conflict of gods. And we're just calling them different names, but we're all talking to the same guy. I forget who said that. It was really simple, but it was like, yeah, maybe that's the point, is you can call it what you want, but it's all the same thing. Or perhaps it's all a simulation.
Right. But then even, okay, so these are gods, that's great, but even these gods that people talk about or read about in a book, you know, said, don't you know ye are gods, right? So right. What if that's just us, or what if some of it is instruction on how to be more in touch with your aspect of creation? But even that is nothing compared to what is beyond our realm of thought at any given time in our deprogramming on the journey, right? So I know that if I had to create my life at 15 or 25 or 35 years old, this wouldn't have been it. Why? Because my mind told me it was not possible. Mm. You know, and rightfully so, right? Not being able to make that. But, you know, I thought that things had to always be the same way. I had to do it like my mom or my grandparents or what the teachers said. And so I think that the more we learn in these, you know, the more we trust ourselves and the more we see that there is kind of a path that's there for us, but we don't always have to take it. And some people can deny the magic until their grave, you know? And I mean, I know people that have had so many incredible spiritual experiences or knowings or even memories of past lives or things like that, but they deny them because they think it's crazy, because some teacher or religious person or, you know, somebody, their parents told them they were crazy or, you know, but Yeah, these are totally natural. We're supposed to be, we're energy, right? And energy is fluid and it's all connected and we're all connected by the breath. It's not unnatural to be able to tap into those things at any given time, right?
Right. Hey, you know what? The guy who started this some weeks ago is on the line and has called in.
Excellent.
So I'm going to bring him on because he's the one who got us talking about these kinds of things when he asked about near-death experiences, et cetera, et cetera. So, Chris, you're on the line.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Hey, right. Chris.
Hopefully you stay connected, Chris.
Hey.
Let's see.
Yeah, because I'm sick of hearing my voice. I'm hearing my voice on the Aaron show.
Unfortunately, what happens is my auto DJ cuts in whenever the signal goes out. So that's what happens. If I go silent too long, it goes back to the replay automatically. So that's why you're hearing yourself on Aaron's show.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sitting there talking about Alex Jones and Sandy Hook, and I'm cringing. But anyway.
All
what do you guys think of those experiments with the doctor from Massachusetts in a long time ago where he tried to weigh the soul, or the human soul, and I think it was 21 grams, where he would take his dying patients and he would weigh them before and after when they would pass. What do you guys think of that whole subject? Apparently he... Apparently, this doctor he weighed a whole bunch of his patients, and the same results would be 21 grams less, like the body. I didn't know if you guys thought maybe he was
quack,
or maybe there was something to it.
Got it.
Yeah. No, I think that it definitely has an effect, and the effect is measurable. Now, is that the weight of the soul, so to speak? I don't think he's accurate there. I think it's the effect of the weight of the effect. You know, things weigh differently when they're being affected by different... Yeah, go ahead.
I don't really know, but I think it's super fascinating. There could be lots of different things, though, right? Because a lot of times, upon death, people urinate. You know, so I don't have an opinion, but I think it's super cool.
No, defecation, urination, sometimes this changes things, but even without that, okay, accounting for that, he claimed that there was a noticeable difference, and I think only one guy has ever done this, but I think it's more of an effect issue as opposed to the actual, you know, soul being attached to the flesh. I don't think it's like that.
I just found it fascinating, but I guess a lot of religious people got upset at the whole thing.
Oh, why?
I wonder why.
Well, I guess that you're questioning to begin with, like, the idea of you know, humans having a soul and all that.
I guess they're the ones who forgot to read their religious texts.
Probably. And why why would you say that, Chris?
Well, that would be blasphemy, so I don't want to get disconnected anymore.
Well, here we go. I don't think blasphemy will get us disconnected. That's the funny part. I don't think that kind of blasphemy.
Something is these last two shows. Like, what is that?
I don't know. You know what? I'm going to look into every standard electronic reason for this, like literally. I'm going to be all over my provider and see what it is we can find as far as, you know, connectivity issues. And I'm going to go through the diagnostics and everything to see what the problem is.
All right, let's try this mind over matter thing or pair or whatever, right? We're going to Wonder Twin Powers activate and in form of whatever, and we are going to fix this right now, and we're not going to have any more technical problems at all. Thank you.
Sounds good, and the kitty agrees.
Well,
I can hear kitty.
Well, along that line, what are you guys' thoughts on telekinesis and pyrokinesis and spontaneous human combustion and doppelgangers?
Well, that's a bunch of things there. As far as the different kineses, you know, telekinesis, pyrokinesis, I've seen too much to personally to deny its existence. Spontaneous combustion? Really? Yeah. I've seen too many things to say that, you know, to say that that's a figment of somebody's imagination.
Are you comfortable with sharing? Well, geez, that's fascinating, Chuck. Seriously.
I'm not prepared to do so. I would want to prepare that.
Okay.
But,
all right, fair enough.
Yeah, I would say, but when the spontaneous combustion, I've never seen it.
Done.
Well, no, spontaneous combustion, I haven't witnessed it. When it comes to, what was the last thing he mentioned? It was a little away from those two things.
Oh, yeah, it was just doppelgangers, like Mary Shelley's husband, Percy Shelley, apparently was haunted by doppelgangers throughout his whole life and all the way up until his death, apparently. People saw doppelgangers near him, bothering him.
See, now, I've had an alleged doppelganger before when I was younger. People would tell me I was in places in Jersey I wasn't. All the time, and apparently there was somebody who looked very much like me that just seemed to be around all the time.
So you were the new Oswald.
Well, for a little while there, for a couple of years, like from 1990 to 1997, I was constantly being told that I was in places where I wasn't, and people had, you know, been angry at me for not answering them when they called at me from a distance.
You could have just been bilocating.
Well, there you go. So, you know, there's the thing. There could be explanations for this, some supernatural, some less. It's also, look, there are only so many variations. I mean, eventually people do looking common to one another at certain points. You know, you take a look back at some of your relatives, you'll find that a lot of them don't resemble you, but you get enough photographs, you might find some that it's like, wait a minute, that guy looks like me or my brother or whoever, you know, just generationally. But when it comes to, like, literal doppelgangers, it was the weirdest thing for years. I actually had somebody telling me all the time. And it wasn't one person. It was different people, didn't know each other. They would claim they saw me in towns that there was no way I was in, that I was at places I definitely wasn't at. And, you know, I couldn't explain it, but it was like a constant thing for like about 7 years. I haven't had that experience in years now, but yeah. So
creepy.
Yeah, it is very weird because the guy apparently dressed very similar to me, even. Which
wow.
Yeah, like, you know, had his hair long, wore. This was another weird. I wore for many years. I wore a New York Mets hat. And not the same New York Mets hat. I had every color under the rainbow of New York Mets hat. And this guy would apparently have them sometimes before I had them. Like when the black ones first came out, they didn't always have a black New York Mets hat. And, I couldn't afford them for a little while. There was a New York Giants throwback hat, which looks very similar. And I couldn't afford it because it was like a $100 hat. This guy apparently had one. Because people are like, oh, no, I saw you wearing that hat. You were over. I don't have that. I had it some years later, but that went when it got cheaper.
Wow.
But it was like, no, I saw you with a black New York Mets hat. And I'm like, yeah, I don't have a black one yet. I have this blue one. I have this, you know, I had an orange one, but I didn't have the black one yet.
Well, it's a good thing that this guy isn't committing crimes, you know.
Well, listen, I don't know what the situation was, but apparently he was like, he would be wearing, you know, rock t-shirts like I often still wear, but like, you know, band t-shirts and stuff, and they'd be like, no, I know it was you, you know, you're wearing a pair of boots, a Mets hat, and a Black Sabbath shirt, and I'm like, yeah, well, that sounds like me, are you sure? Yeah, glasses, the whole bit, okay, and you know when it kind of stopped? Is when I got tattooed. Finally,
really?
Yeah, when I got tattooed around there, it just seemed to disappear.
Because
I got
because then people would definitely tell if it was you or not.
Yeah,
like, by the ink.
Yeah, it would be really, really super freaky if the guy had the same tattoos. I don't know what to tell you, because the first tattoo I ever got is a three-eyed thing on my upper right arm. It's got three eyes, three blue eyes, and it's a. Definitely like a horror looking kind of thing. You know,
like a Cthulhu, like a Lovecraft kind of thing?
Well, no, like the third eye, but it's like a third eye, and it's rotted, and I don't know. I probably have never put. I'm not really like one of these guys trying to show you my tattoos, but yeah.
I was just curious because it sounded like a Cthulhu kind of thing.
Yeah, no. It was just it was something that I thought was interesting, and quite frankly, I got it for free off of a guy who was willing to tattoo me to try out his gun. And it was like, yeah, I wanted some ink anyway, so there was my first one. I got that in, toward the end of that. Like, 97 would be, like, the last time anybody heard about one of these doppelganger things. And, yeah.
Yeah.
I got that in about 96, wow. I think. I got it, like, I was, like, 25, I got it. The first one.
Wow.
And I have a handful since then, but when I first got that, it was like poof, it just kind of stopped.
Wow.
Yeah, the guy had
came in contact with this guy, or?
No, the guy apparently had weird things that are, you know, like not super uncommon, but like I had two holes in my left ear, you know, two earrings in my left ear. The guy apparently two holes in his left ear. Wore the same kind of glasses as me. Long hair when I had long hair, which I have long hair now, but there were times when I shaved my head and things, and apparently the guy, shaved his head when I shaved my head, too. Like, you know, and like I said, the New York Mets hat, and the band t-shirt thing, where it's like a Black Sabbath shirt, a Motorhead shirt, whatever. I'm not wearing one right now as I speak, but, you know, I only own, I don't own that many clothes as it is, but still a Black Sabbath shirt, a Motorhead shirt, an Ocelli Effect shirt, you know, stuff like that. I like printed, like, t-shirts with things printed on them. And this guy apparently wore that the whole thing. So, I don't know. I don't even know why I'm elaborating on this. Who knows? Hey, listen, if you're my doppelganger, call in. Especially if you know why you're my doppelganger. How about that? I do have another caller.
Hey, Christy, have you ever had that?
Okay,
we didn't get Christy's story.
My answers aren't as extensive as Chuck, so I'll go through it really quickly. And doppelganger, yeah, I've been told that, but I don't recall detailed experiences like Chuck does, so I'm gonna just kinda skip over that. Okay, now this one, we all know I'm the queen of bad jokes. So my belief of spontaneous combustion, so my bad joke in 2018 when they flattened Paradise, California, was, don't you miss the good old days of spontaneous combustion? And I say this because I believe because it quit happening, right? And it quit happening because they perfected their skills and then they moved on to bigger places. So that's all I'm going to say about that. That's a different show.
Yeah, okay.
And then the first one, telekinesis and all of that stuff. I'm with Chuck that I have way too many personal experiences to deny its reality, and that was an everyday part of my life through all of my childhood and a little bit later. So it was part of a practice, and I believe in all of that.
Yeah, I don't know how it works necessarily, but I've seen it. So it you know, it's one of those things that I can't explain. But I also would not be telling the truth if I denied it.
So in some of my training as a child, like, I had to tell a door to open, and it would. And, you know, and obviously not just like that, but lots of experiences. And I know for a fact that we can move objects and... I mean, we can do all sorts of things under the right circumstances, right? A mother lifting the car for her child, for example. I just read a story, a real life person who lives off the grid in Alaska, and she was borrowing this big truck to get some work done, lives millions of miles from everyone, okay? Like a real off-grid, not like a mini, you know, getting there like me or anything. And she is 78 years old, and her arm, the whole hood came down on her and crushed her arm. This literally just happened last week. And she, you know, basically, I mean, she was asking her angels for help cutting off her arm because that was the only way out. And then something happened and it moved like 2 inches and she was able to get her whole arm, her elbow, everything, which she measured after the fact. She's like, there's no way my elbow fit through here, but somehow it did. So wow. I think that in given the right circumstances, levitation, for example, another personal experience, and it was necessary. I'll just say that. And then you guys heard my children talking about those experiences. So yeah, they're absolutely real. I think all of those movies that I don't watch that they make and shows that people are addicted to, if they turned the shows off and went outside, they would see that they were all real, you know, and even the movies they make or superhero stuff, like we're the superheroes, right? So we need to figure out what our super talents are and, you know, not necessarily define them, but work on them, practice them, believe in them, stop letting people or news or internet or churches or teacher, you know, politicians talk you out of your skills. And here's the thing. I truly believe we're at a time planetarily, evolutionarily, where, and I've seen with my own eyes, even people that didn't believe in that kind of stuff, and even people that were super man religion, you know, kind of Christianity thing being told and didn't even believe in things, that all of a sudden started having their own so-called supernatural experiences that freaked them out. So I think it's just a time where people, even disbelievers in themselves and their capabilities as human, whatever that means, that's just a word I'm using, whatever we are, these souls inhabiting these vehicles and this plane, we are capable of so much more. And I would really love to encourage people to just really focus on what they're good at. And, you know, there might be a day where you need these skills. So, right.
And, you know, there are some people that have argued. There are some people that have argued when I've tried to, you know, tell some. And I don't usually go into this stuff on my show or anything. But I am because special circumstances, Christy is here. That's all I need to say. But, you know, there are some people that have argued when I've told this stuff off air to somebody that it's like, listen, man, you had a tough childhood. Maybe you're imagining stuff from when you were younger because things got warped and whatever else. I'll tell you this. The first really weird kind of, like, experience that fits in this sort of category, I had before any of that stuff went all wrong in my life. And I told this story. This is why I really hope they don't cancel my YouTube channel, which they might. I now have another strike and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I told a story on there because I was messed up on mushrooms, and decided to tell everybody the story of the floating boy, which is when I was 3 years old. I am absolutely convinced, and I don't know how, why, what the purpose was, that that I went floating. And it wasn't, you know, an out-of-body experience. I'm convinced I was in my body, and I went floating. And that's before things went wrong in my life, so to speak. When I was 4 years old, things went crazy. But when I was 3, I had this experience where I was laying in bed, and just really quick, I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but and all of a sudden I felt that I was being pulled upward, and I was. And I was about the height of the ceiling in an apartment in New Jersey, which, you know, isn't too tall, but way higher than a 3-year-old should be floating, I assure you, and I went floating. And it was a weird experience that I barely seemed to will myself to be pulled out of. And I got dropped on the floor. So, You know, and I don't know what was going on there. I've had somebody even try and tell me who was a little more way out there than me, that perhaps it was an attempted alien abduction, which I don't believe. But I do believe that something happened there that I have no explanation for. It's a vivid, very clear memory. It was not a dream. And it was a very strange experience. Again, not even based in trauma.
And totally normal.
And here's the funny part, is as crazy as that sounds to some people, yeah, I would argue with you that it's completely normal. That there are various sort of unexplainable things by standard explanations that occur,
dude,
and a lot of them occur when you're younger.
Now,
yeah.
I am so sorry. You're reminding me of something crazy, but it's not really crazy. But I just want to say, yes, that's true, and I did that decades before and had a relationship with the person. By the way, Casey in the chat met this person 24 years before I met this person at this house. Mm. Okay, all those years later, that was back in like 2009 when we met face to face physically, but I was already there. In that house in Arizona, even though I'd never physically be that was there. And yeah, good times. Mm-hmm. So yeah, all these things are possible and totally normal, Chuck. It's not weird at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, even when I talked about that thing where I had heard prayers, I heard stuff way ahead of time before I met somebody too, which is really bizarre. Maybe I'll get, that's an extensive story, but, you know, time is not necessarily relevant. Physical boundaries that we understand as physical boundaries are not necessarily relevant, depending on the circumstance. You know, all of these rules are meant to be bent or broken. These rules that they tell us are the absolute governors, the restrictions of the physical plane. So
we can choose the restrictions, though, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because... yeah, we can choose. No, I just want to be in the 5D, or we can welcome more of that in our life and pay attention to those other planes or dementia or whatever word we want to use to describe these other experiences, right? Mm-hmm. Whether they're simultaneous or future or past memories or, you know...
Right. Well, you know, and that gets into the whole thing, like, which I discussed on this show years ago with Richard Allen Miller, who talked about the ability to slow down time, you know, which
yes.
is one of the things that he claims that he developed. And I'm just saying he claims because I don't have absolute proof of it. That,
well, he didn't develop it, but it's possible.
Well, he developed
and
it.
You can even make yourself invisible in public.
Well, he developed it for use by some of the U.S. military forces, according to his claim that he trained them, some of the special forces, how to do this.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm interested in the truth about the JFK assassination.
Right. Well, what do you want to know?
Judy Baker's wild claim, Oswald girlfriend, she knew Ruby and Barry, cancer weapons. Really?
I imagine I could claim I have four wheels. It doesn't make me a wagon, but okay.
Oswald was on the kill team and trying to prevent the murder of John Kennedy. Come on now. Has a real expert on the JFK assassination look into her claims?
Go to Amazon.com. Enter Judith Baker in her own words. You'll get results for a digital copy of a book where Walt Brown utilizes her own words and the known evidence in the case to get at, well, a different perspective, let's say. You can get Judith Barry Baker in her own words from the author himself, signed if you request it, by contacting Dr. Brown at KIASJFK@AOL.com. It's a fun book, and it actually dissects the many, many fantastic claims. Judith Barry Baker in her own words.
Thank you for all the great information.
Revelation through conversation.
In Denial, Secret Wars with Airstrikes and Tanks by Larry Hancock. Secret wars became a staple of U.S. covert operations and are still happening today. Larry Hancock's book, In Denial, rips the cover off many of them. Using new files, it exposes things about the Bay of Pigs that no one has ever written about before. It shows why it really failed and why the United States did not learn from it. Secret wars became a staple of U.S. covert operations and are still happening today. It also shows why other countries today are doing secret operations with more success. This is the book that puts what some want to deny into the light. In Denial, Secret Wars with Airstrikes and Tanks. Larry Hancock. For more information, go to larry-hancock.com. Pick up your copy of In Denial at amazon.com in digital or physical form.
Ochilly.com.
The following message is transmitted at the request of the Federal Aviation Administration. An unidentified aircraft has been located near the state of Florida. The aircraft is presumed to be foreign and may pose a threat to those in the area. Florida residents are advised to immediately tune to local media outlets for further developments, as is it not known if this aircraft is a hostile enemy. More updates will follow as information becomes available.
We would have probably lost hundreds of thousands of lives more had I not done that. And by the way, if you watch the fake news on television, they don't even talk about it. But, you know, there are 188 other countries right now that are suffering, some proportionately far greater than we are.
The following message is transmitted at the request of the United States government. The United States continues to be invaded by rebels from an unknown location in Africa. They are now heading to Fort Knox in Kentucky, and may also be targeting the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. Their intentions may be to seize the gold reserves of the United States. The shelter-in-place warning is lifted for all locations except Connecticut, southern Indiana, Kentucky, New Jersey, and southern New York. Residents near the Federal Reserve Bank in Manhattan are being asked to evacuate if it can be done in a safe manner. Otherwise, continue to shelter-in-place until an all-clear message is given.
This has never happened before. Right now, Spain is having a big spike. There are tremendous problems in the world. You look at Moscow. Look at what's going on with Moscow. Look at Brazil. Look at these countries, what's going on. This was sent to us by China, one way or the other, and we're never going to forget it. Believe me, we're never going to forget it.
WallStreetWindow.com. Gold, silver, the stock market. WallStreetWindow.com.
Perhaps you're invested deeply.
Perhaps you're not in deep enough. Maybe you're thinking about getting started. WallStreetWindow.com. Michael Swanson, the brilliant author of The War State, understood these trends professionally for many years, and now he gives you the benefit of his knowledge. WallStreetWindow.com. Go there now.
News, entertainment, and more. You will learn something, children's. Ochilly.com.
Hi, I am Jesus Christ, the most credible spokesman ever. And I listen to the Ochilly Effect because Chuck Ochilly has his shit together.
Hey, this is the Mouth Leaf here, and if you want to play blind man, you can go walk with the shepherd. But as for me, my eyes are wide fucking open because I listen to the Ochilly Effect on Ochilly.com. Bitches.
WallStreetWindow.com. Gold, silver, the stock market. WallStreetWindow.com.
Perhaps you're invested deeply.
Perhaps you're not in deep enough. Maybe you're thinking about getting started. WallStreetWindow.com. Michael Swanson, the brilliant author of The War State, understood these trends professionally for many years, and now he gives you the benefit of his knowledge. WallStreetWindow.com. Go there now.
Go there now.
Go there now.
Support Chuck Ocelli at Ocelli.com.
Woke free. A diversified multicultural postmodern deconstruction is politically, anatomically, and ecologically incorrect. I've been uplinked and downloaded, I've been inputted and outsourced, I know the upside of downsizing, I know the downside of upgrading. I'm a high-tech lowlife, a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bicoastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond. I'm new wave, but I'm old school, and my inner child is outward bound. I'm a hot-wired, heat-seeking, warm-hearted, cool customer, voice-activated and biodegradable. I interface with my database is in cyberspace, so I'm interactive, I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive. Behind the eight ball, ahead of the curve, riding the wave, dodging the bullet, pushing the envelope. I'm on point, on task, on message, off drugs. I got no need for coke and speed. I got no urge to binge and purge. I'm in the moment, on the edge, over the top, but under the radar. A high concept, low profile, medium range ballistic missionary. A streetwise smart bomb. A top gun bottom feeder. I wear power ties, I tell power lies, I take power naps, I run victory laps. I'm a totally ongoing Bigfoot slam dunk rainmaker with a proactive outreach. A raging workaholic. A working rageaholic. Out of rehab and in denial. I got a personal trainer, a personal shopper, a personal assistant, and a personal agenda. You can't shut me up, you can't dumb me down. Cause I'm tireless and I'm wireless. I'm an alpha male on beta blockers. I'm a non-believer and an overachiever. Laid back but fashion forward. Up front, down home, low rent, high maintenance. Supersized, long lasting, high definition, fast acting, oven ready and built to last. I'm a hands on foot, loose knee jerk head case, prematurely post traumatic, and I have a love child who sends me hate mail. But I'm feeling, I'm caring, I'm healing, I'm sharing. A supportive, bonding, nurturing primary caregiver. My output is down, but my income is up. I take a short position on the long bond, and my revenue stream has its own cash flow. I read junk mail, I eat junk food, I buy junk bonds, I watch trash sports. I'm gender specific, capital intensive, user friendly, and lactose intolerant. I like rough sex. I like tough love. I use the F word in my email, and the software on my hard drive is high capacity. I'm a rude dude, but I'm the real deal. Lean and mean, cock blocked and ready to rock. Rough, tough, and hard to bluff. I take it slow, I go with the flow, I ride with the tide, I get blind in my stride. Driving and moving, sailing and spinning, jiving and grooving, wailing and winning. I don't snooze, so I don't lose. I keep the pedal to the metal and the rubber on the road.
If you want to play Blind Man, Ocelli.com.
Evolution through conversation.
The War State by Michael Swanson explains the great national transformation that took place and put the Kennedy presidency in the context of the times and reveals never-before-published information about the Cuban Missile Crisis. President Kennedy would not have been assassinated if he had been president 200 years ago. His assassination took place in the context of the Cold War and the rise of the national security state. Before World War II, the United States was a continental republic. In the decade that followed, it became an imperial superpower. Generals such as Curtis LeMay not only wanted to invade Cuba, but knew that there were short-range missiles on the island armed with nuclear warheads that they could not destroy because they were on mobile launchers. Their invasion could have led to a third world war, and they wanted to go to war anyway. The War State by Michael Swanson reveals why and will show you what President Kennedy was up against. For more information, thewarstate.com.
Ocelli.com.
Uncle, do you remember that time when the year 2012 was going to create the apocalypse, end of the world?
Right. And I thought it would come to the end.
Did it ever end up that way?
No.
Yeah.
Like we say, the only way it will end is when he is ready for
That's
it
right.
to end. That's how it is.
If you want the real truth about 2012, you better listen to the Ocelli.com radio network.
Radio podcast.com.
Yeah, forget it's John Cusack.
John Cusack
doesn't know,
doesn't
what, he's talking
know
about.
What he's talking actually about. Correct.
But we here at the Ocelli Radio Network sure do.
Do you sure understand and understand where it's actually coming from?
Ocelli.com.
So that's why I'm saying he developed it. I'm not saying he invented it or anything. I'm saying that he developed it for a trainable program, and he literally calls it like power tools for the soul, this program that he created. Anyways, I'm just saying, and that, if you think about it, has a lot of relevance in a physical way. You can relate it to the physical stuff because what he talked about there is using your breathing to make your mind work faster so that time appears to be slower. But that allows you to tackle things in a different way.
Yes.
You know, why do things move so quickly if you decide to interpret things and receive them at a different pace? than what, you know, in other words, you split your mind into two directions. One where you're interpreting in the standard kind of time flow, and the other where you're slowing things down. Well, you know, that gives you your bullet time, like in The Matrix, doesn't it? You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, yeah, you can see the bullet coming. And it does actually work. Some of these Tibetan monks actually teach some of this stuff regarding, this is why they can, you know, turn around and not eat for 6 months and still be alive and healthy. You know, where they've actually slowed down the process in their own bodies and things like that. Again, the mind over matter sort of thing, right?
It's real. I mean, I hesitate to even tell some of my stories because I know you guys are going to think I'm crazy.
Well, listen, I've already opened up to enough crazy things, but a lot of things are real that, you know, according to the standard rules, should not be. So, you know.
Right.
Anyway, this is just the odd open conversation tonight. And, again, inspired by Chris, who threw a bunch of things in there, like near-death. You know what? We still haven't touched on near-death experience.
No.
I was actually thinking about going to a break, but we're having this weird flow, and I just don't even want to break it. So, you know.
Near-death experience, your show.
Yeah, near-death experience, right. Maybe in about 15 minutes I'll take another one. And whatever, I can do what I want on here, so we'll just take a breath and a breather there. But, yeah, what about the near-death experience thing? What specifically, because you kind of threw these open topics at us some weeks ago, and it's led to this discussion. So I was curious, you have anything
Chuck.
Specific
oh, okay.
about...
Do you?
Yeah, I don't hear him anymore.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, well, he's cutting in and out.
I still hear you guys.
The magical restart wasn't so magical after all.
I'm sorry. I still hear you guys just fine. Near-death experience, be specific. What did you want to discuss or have us discuss?
Well, what is your take on it? I mean, I kind of feel like just hearing you guys talk about the other stuff, what it probably is, but I hear a lot of other folks talk about how it's almost like a DMT experience where your brain kind of dumps the chemicals and kind of prepares you as you're dying. And I heard that that also might have something to do with alien abduction experiences where it's like you're kind of self-tripping in a way. Mm. So, I'm not really sure. I'm kind of on the fence about it. I never had one myself, obviously, or I would tell you all about it.
Okay.
But I've been fascinated with that for forever, too.
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. I never experienced all this stuff that I read about, you know, the tunnels and all that, but I've come close to dying. And oddly, I'll say this, I've gotten into situations where I'm fairly convinced I was, I should not be alive beyond the moment that occurred. And I don't have an explanation for why it is I'm still here. Just that I survived beyond the near-death experience, but I never had these, you know, tunnels of light or going to see the afterlife or any of that kind of stuff. Just not sure why that bullet did not pierce my brain.
You
know? So, yeah, all right.
I don't know what they're doing to his things.
It's getting weird.
Chuck, you went away again.
It's getting weird, guys. I don't know. I'm trying to say that I've had these experiences where not the near death. I didn't get the, you know, tunnel and light and all that. I never got that. I've gotten to the point where I should have died and didn't, and I have no explanations.
Does time feel like it slows down? Because I've had that.
Yes.
Like right before a dangerous thing or a fall or something. Yeah.
Well, right before losing consciousness, too. Like if you take a severe enough shot to the head, I mean, time slows down for sure. You know, and also, having a firearm fired at point blank range at my head, and I'm still here and I have no explanation for that. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. I've never done the tunnel and light and angels.
Someone fired at your head? Is that what you just said?
That's what I just said.
And it didn't hit your face?
Nope.
Wow. Okay, I wanted to make sure I heard that right.
Yeah, I have no explanation for it. I walked in on something I shouldn't have walked in. on, and I had a, I know the weapon was fired, and yeah, I just walked away. I don't know how that happened.
Well, I was going to say maybe a blank in the gun, but why would someone have a blank unless they're on a movie set or something?
No, it wasn't a movie set. it was people, let's be frank here. They were making a crack in a basement of an apartment building, and I walked in on it, and I shouldn't have, and yeah. So a gun was pulled on me, and a round was fired.
No.
Maybe I just need to shut up.
This apparently.
Maybe I just need to shut up and let you guys talk, and then it works better. Maybe that'll. I don't know what's going on here. We do have that other.
No,
call
but
about,
I know that you had a couple of things you wanted to run by Christy before too. You had said a couple of weeks ago, and I was looking forward to that. I don't know what those things were, you know.
Now, I've pretty much gotten to him, so I'm going to shut up and let you guys talk. And, in fact, we do have that other caller back, so I'll take that other call
so
if
I'll
you want.
So I'll just quickly answer the near-death stuff.
Go ahead.
And I'm not going to go into details. I'll just say there were multiple you know, saw this beautiful kingdom and, you know, all of that. It was more of, say, a void experience, but in everything and nothing at the same time, where everything made sense and maybe some conversations and reminders and such took place. And just quickly, I want to say, I think a lot of the talk out there.
Wow. And wow.
Okay.
So, caller.
So we have the new caller on the line, and let's see how that goes.
Oh, you guys are going at a ferocious pace tonight.
Trying.
Ferocious.
The pace of a panther on here. I called in about time, and you're already on death experiences and everything else. I don't know.
Right when you said that, a comment in the chat came up saying this show is equally fascinating and frustrating. And you used the word ferocious right at the same time.
Fascinating, frustrating, and ferocious. There you go.
All right, so we got a question, or?
When we were discussing time, I just kind of wanted to throw in my 3 cents and see what you said.
Go for it.
Golly, it's hard to put in words. Okay, so we all know, well, we know that Einstein proved that time's what? Relative to you.
Yeah, of course.
This is just my thought, and I kind of think Chris is on to something there. Could it be that all people are actually existing in their time as they perceive it? Like right now, all through time, let's just say everyone's just doing their thing. Mm-hmm.
That's why I think that time travel through dreams is a possibility.
So I think and, you know, I believe that. And the reason, there's a few reasons, but one of the major one is, again, dreams I've had and the fact that they have continued the same, like, accurately my entire life. Like, dreams that I remember to this day from childhood, like continued to this day. And it's like, I remember one time I died and I woke up in the hospital and I was mad. And I was mad because they interrupted my dreams. Cause I literally felt like I was in or watching the movie, but all of it at the same time, and I didn't want to be... whatever you want to call it, where I was in, I don't know, I guess you can call it like a classroom type setting, and during this instruction or lesson or whatever, we were laughing at ourselves about taking this reality right here seriously. And before I jumped in my body, I was laughing at, I'm like, I believe all my dreams are real.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, guys. We keep getting interruptions here. We're having such a terrible time.
Dang.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to close this out. And, yeah, I'm going to close it out. And we're gonna figure this out, what the problem is. Get to it. And I'll tell you, this is going to continue next week with Christy. And we're going to make sure there aren't these interruptions. So that's the way that's going to go.
Thing called nuclear weapons and other things, like lots of, you know what uranium is, right? Bad things. Things are done with uranium, including some bad things. Nuclear holocaust. You know what uranium is, right? I've been briefed. Nuclear holocaust.
The views expressed by callers, co-hosts, or anyone else who happens to get on the air at Ocelli.com do not necessarily reflect the views of Ocelli.com or Chuck Ocelli, and we are not responsible for any stupidity which might ensue. Thank you.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm interested in the truth about the JFK assassination.
Right. Well, what do you want to know?
Judy Baker's wild claim, Oswald girlfriend, she knew Ruby and Barry, cancer weapons. Really?
I imagine I could claim I have four wheels. It doesn't make me a wagon, but okay.
Oswald was on the kill team and trying to prevent the murder of John Kennedy. Come on now. Has a real expert on the JFK assassination
book into her claims? Go to Amazon.com, enter Judith Baker in her own words. You'll get results for a digital copy of a book where Walt Brown utilizes her own words and the known evidence in the case to get at, well, a different perspective, let's say. You can get Judith Barry Baker in her own words from the author himself, signed if you request it, by contacting Dr. Brown at KIASJFK@AOL.com. It's a fun book. And it actually dissects the many, many fantastic claims. Judith Barry Baker in her own words.
Thank you for all the great information.
The War State by Michael Swanson explains the great national transformation that took place and put the Kennedy presidency in the context of the times and reveals never-before-published information about the Cuban Missile Crisis. President Kennedy would not have been assassinated if he had been president 200 years ago. His assassination took place in the context of the Cold War and the rise of the national security state. Before World War II, the United States was a continental republic. In the decade that followed, it became an imperial superpower. Generals such as Curtis LeMay not only wanted to invade Cuba, but knew that there were short-range missiles on the island armed with nuclear warheads that they could not destroy because they were on mobile launchers. Their invasion could have led to a third world war, and they wanted to go to war anyway. The War State by Michael Swanson reveals why and will show you what President Kennedy was up against. For more information, thewarstate.com.
Chili.com. the dynamics of a crowd. How do you move a mob? How do you excite them? How do you make them feel as one with you?
I don't know how.
Join them first.
Join them?
Yes. When you speak to them as if you were a member of the mob. Speak to them in their language, on their level. Make their hate your hate. If they are poor, talk to them of poverty. If they are afraid, talk to them of their fears. If they are angry, give them objects for their anger. But most of all, the thing that is most of the essence is that you make this mob an extension of yourself. What are the dynamics of a crowd? How do you move a mob? How do you excite them? How do you make them feel as one with you?
I don't know how.
Join them first.
Join them?
Yes. When you speak to them as if you were a member of the mob. Speak to them in their language, on their level. Make their hate your hate. If they are poor, talk to them of poverty. If they are afraid, talk to them of their fears. If they are angry, give them objects for their anger. But most of all, for their anger, that is most of all, the essence is that you make this mob an extension of yourself.
You like history, real history, that you were never taught in schools.
Why? The Vietnam War, nuclear bombs and nation building in Southeast Asia.
By author Mike Swanson, with new documentation never seen before. That'll open your eyes to events that led up to this.
Why? The Vietnam War, nuclear bombs and nation building in Southeast Asia, 1945 through 1961.
Get your copy today at Amazon.com.
Why? The Vietnam War
by author Mike Swanson.
Uncle, do you remember that time when Benjamin Fulford said that an Asian secret society was going to dispatch ninjas to take down the Illuminati?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, in the cartoon.
Yeah, did that ever work out too good?
No.
It didn't, did it?
Didn't work.
But here on Ocelli.com radio network, things work out a bit better, don't they?
Much better.
Much better.
I mean, it's clearer in understanding about the programs. The programs are much clearer. Getting live people into it. They really have a good conversation going.
Much better.
Much
so,
better scene.
I say forget Benjamin Fulford and his ninjas and listen to the Ocelli.com radio network.
I agree. It's straight to the point.
Straight talk.
And I like that idea.
Ocelli.com.
Do revelation through conversation in a radio show / podcast. You want the good news? Listen to the Ocelli Effect. Chuck Ocelli is the most underrated voice in all media.
I want them to appreciate the incredible job we're doing. We are doing a job the likes of which has never been done before. You're going to have mental depression for people. You're going to have large numbers of suicides. Take a look at what happens in a really horrible recession or worse. So you're going to have tremendous suicides. But you know what you're going to have more than anything else? Drug addiction.
WallStreetWindow.com. Gold. Silver, the stock market, WallStreetWindow.com.
Perhaps you're invested deeply.
Perhaps you're not in deep enough. Maybe you're thinking about getting started. WallStreetWindow.com.
Michael Swanson, the brilliant author of The War State, understood these trends professionally for many years, and now he gives you the benefit of his knowledge. WallStreetWindow.com. Go there now. Go there now. Go there now.
So you've been listening to Editor X's version of the show from Tuesday night with Christy Aphrodite, where we discussed a whole bunch of different topics, but it got interrupted constantly by electronic problems. hopefully that has all been worked out quite well, and hopefully you guys have enjoyed this. I added some commercial breaks and a few other little bits of a sonic element now and then, so we got a full podcast out of the deal. I ended the show early that night because it was just it was too frustrating. We couldn't get a full conversation flowing. But this Tuesday we'll continue it with Christy Aphrodite on Ocelli.com and the Ocelli Effect. So you guys will get into that. And also, hopefully you guys have written enough to Jack Blood to tell him to stay. We'll see if he's there on Thursday. And Aaron's show should air this week coming up and all that good stuff. So aside from that and the fact that I'm going to be doing the Chris Graves show in a little while here on Ocelli.com Live, that's what it is, because I'm recording this here on a Sunday on the stream. Anyway, just a few other little tidbits of this and that before we're done. But Editor X, let me know what you thought of his job repairing the show and the show itself. This is unusual. You know, salvaged. I was not going to release this show at all. So let me know what you think of the show itself. Write to me, info@ocelli.com or blindjfkresearcher@gmail.com, which also happens to be my PayPal address, if you're looking to make any sort of contribution to the network. Okay. So with all that having been said and all that good stuff, there's what, about 10 more minutes of the podcast, and we'll add in a few rare tidbits and this and that. I hope you enjoyed it.
The views expressed by callers, co-hosts, or anyone else who happens to get on the air at Ocelli.com do not necessarily reflect the views of Ocelli.com or Chuck Ocelli, and we are not responsible for any stupidity which might ensue. Thank you.
I'm still talking about you shouldn't eat when you're talking while you're eating. Period.
No talking at the dinner table.
You're in your period? There you go. I've said period. Not no period.
What's the
understand about
you just told him not to talk while he's eating.
I'm talking to a man here. Man talk. Not women talk.
While you're eating? You're going to shout.
See, that's exactly my point. Exactly my point.
No, wait. We're not supposed to talk while we eat. Is that the rule?
That's the rule now.
Okay, we can't talk while we eat.
All right, everybody.
Here, uncle, he can't talk. No talking while eating. Uncle's rule. We have to be quiet. But this is the time that we're together. It doesn't matter when we finish eating, then you can talk.
No, they...
Support Chuck Ocelli at Chili.com.
There's no money in it, so
yeah, that is
that's the problem.
That's the biggest problem, I think. And, you know, some people would say that, look, you're in an age when you can be independently supported, but quite frankly, I'm on that business model, too. And, look, I'm not going to complain, but I'm going to complain. Okay, because people want to support you. They love you to death, but honestly.
So if you're listening in, this is a very unsubtle request to support the damn show. And I want you to do this, too, because, you know, the Ocelli Report is one of the few places where Greg Palast can get his the stuff out. I mean, you'll still see my bylines in some of these outlets, but nevertheless, you know, I used to be a regular on CNN and on MSDNC, but no more.
Revelation through conversation.
Ocelli.com.
World order, gossip, hearsay, slander, rumors. There's a G for that, okay? So how do you combat it? Slowly, carefully, painfully. It's a painful process.
Cut them down, cut them up, cut them off, cut it up.
Chili.com.
Uncle, do you remember that time when Nibiru, also known as Planet X, was going to get within the gravitational pull of the Earth and cause mass commotion and chaos?
More that. More commotion. More confusion. It goes into the confusion thing. Hey, going nut, he's going back, and it's going crazy.
I hate being confused like that.
But that's exactly how he works it.
It is, but at the Ocelli.com radio network, you're never confused.
No, no, it's straight to the point.
Straight talk.
And I like that idea.
It's about time. Forget this new bureau stuff and listen to the Ocelli.com radio network.
.com, and he'd get it right where you want to hear it at. Right straight ahead instead of ding-donging back and forth here.
Ocelli.com.
Ocelli.com.
In denial. Secret Wars with Airstrikes and Tanks by Larry Hancock. Secret Wars became a staple of U.S. covert operations and are still happening today. Larry Hancock's book, In Denial, rips the cover off many of them. Using new files, it exposes things about the Bay of Pigs that no one has ever written about before. It shows why it really failed and why the United States did not learn from it. Secret Wars became a staple of U.S. covert operations and are still happening today. It also shows why other countries today are doing secret operations with more success. This is the book that puts what some want to deny into the light. In Denial, Secret Wars with Airstrikes and Tanks. Larry Hancock. For more information, go to larry-hancock.com. Pick up your copy of In Denial at amazon.com in digital or physical form.
Uncle, I'll bet you remember the time when Benjamin Fulford said that the Asian Secret Society was going to dispatch ninjas to take out the Illuminati to change the entire world for the better.
That ain't never gonna happen. That never did.
It never did, did it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because there's a lot of false promises.
Fools? I do assume.
We better not say and be polite. But there are no false promises at the Ocelli.com radio network.
That's exactly it. Not. It's truth. The point, right to the point. And this is what I like. Straight to the point.
Ocelli.
Ocelli.com.
Listen now.
Listen now.
Ocelli.com.